Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through this Lent season. We're going to look today at Romans chapter 8, 22 and 23. The great hope that we have as we surrender our lives to Jesus. Paul says, "For we know the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, the redemption of our bodies." It's fourth quarter. You have 2 minutes left to play. Your team is ahead 65-7. Have you won the game? Well, yes and no. In one sense, you've already won. You're ahead 65-7. There's only 2 minutes left. There's no way the opposing team is going to score 59 points in 2 minutes. But technically, the game's not over until the last seconds tick off the clock. In the spiritual life, there's this concept called already, not yet. Already, not yet. As children of God, we are already in. Our sin has been imputed to Christ. He paid the penalty finally and fully on the cross. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are free from sin's rule in our lives. The sinful nature, while still present, has no domination over us. Best of all, we are who we are because of the work of God. My salvation from the beginning to the end doesn't depend on me. It's a gift of God. So we're in. But we're not yet in heaven, are we? While our sinful nature does not rule us, it rears its ugly head and it knocks us off balance. Sometimes it knocks us to the ground. We still live in a sinful world full of sickness and disease and tragedy and disaster and death and disappointment. Our bodies, corrupted by sinful nature, are aging and dying. We're surrounded by temporal things that cause us to long for something real and eternal and complete. C.S. Lewis wrote in his book, Mere Christianity, listen to what he said. "If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. If I find a desire in myself that no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." That's good stuff, isn't it? Christians are made for another world. It's already ours, but not yet. Father, in the midst of this temporal existence, keep us longing for the world we were made for. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.